What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Man, she'll see him on the screen in front of the show. Memphis legend Tony Matlock, champions of the SWAC Conference. Alabama State Hornets going to play in the tournament this year. Tony, good to talk to you, my good brother. How you doing, man?
What's going on, boss man? How you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. Talking to you is even better, brother. Let me ask you, man, how cool is it to play in Atlanta at that arena with knowing you're 2 hours from home with all the fans, Hornets fans, cheering you on Saturday night, brother, in this whole tournament?
Oh, man, it was a great environment, man. Again, like you said, man, Atlanta's only 2 hours away from Montgomery, man, so it's an easy drive for our fans, and they showed up on Saturday night.
No doubt, brother. And also, man, for you, man, personally, been here in year three here at Alabama State, tough 2 years, but this year, man, comes to get together for you, get some sort of big dance for the first time since 2011, and knowing that you did it with your son on the roster, man.
Oh man, what a great feeling! And hey, when I took this job, you know, it wasn't a pretty sight. You know, they hadn't won a lot of games, and you talked about it, man. Hadn't done some of the things that we've done this year in a very long time. So to turn this program around in 3 years and to have my son on the team has made it extra special.
And Coach, my life, man, his brother up for you, man. Talk about just the part of this. People don't realize you got support staff. We got people in compliance. Got people in nutrition, people and tutors. Talk about people who people don't see that really helps this team as well behind the scenes to help you get to that floor be able to perform the way you performed this year.
Yeah, well, it starts with my assistant coaches. I have a great staff, man. These guys work 24/7 just to try to make sure that our guys are always on point to try to make sure that they're being great student athletes. And so I have to give those guys, man, a lot of credit because without having great assistant coaches, man, you can't win the way you need to win.
No doubt, brother. And man, for you, brother, for you, man, I'm asking you this, man. Talk about the scouting of your assistant coaches. Like, how good they've been with their scouts, because you play some tough teams to win this tournament. Johnny Jones, a hell of a job always. Dante Jackson, hell of a job. And Mo Williams, to bring up Jackson State. Talk about just the scouting of having to scout as much as they had to do for you, that you guys were ready to play these last 3 days against tough opponents.
Yeah, man, that's always tough. And it was crazy that you talk about that. But Coach Ty Levitt, who's one of my assistant coaches, he had one of those tournaments, man, that I've had as an assistant coach, where he had all three scouts, because, you know, you're going to keep the same team that you scouted during the year. So his, Texas Southern was his scout, Grambling State was his scout, and Jackson State was his scout. So he had three back-to-back-to-back. So he did a great job with that.
No doubt, man. And for you, man, let me ask this, Coach. You won 66 in a row in the SWAT tournament, but you took a loss at Bethune-Cookman. I know sometimes losses are good to learn from. So did you use that game kind of as a way to reset and refocus your team to kind of get their attention one more time before you go on this run you went on? Because I feel like off that Bethune-Cookman game, man, you all been playing some great ball.
Really, really good, man. But we were playing pretty good before we got to that run for Bethune-Cookman. But that loss, you know, kind of, again, it was one of those, man, they swept us this past year. So we was able to get our stuff back to – together, we got a chance to really fight down the stretch, man, and we had a great time with these guys, man, because they just bought into everything we were trying to do.
And Coach Mello, talk about this, man, at this time of year, man, be able to get better throughout the year, man. You won't be able to peak at the right time. Talk about just the process of your team getting better throughout the year. Though you had a tough non-league year, getting some wins there, but getting that SWAT conference and still having everyday guys that you want to get better every freaking day, man.
Oh, man, you said it. That's what we talk about every single day. These guys, again, you know, sometimes when you have a slow start, but we got hot at the right time. And these guys, again, man, they just bought in and they started believing. When we beat Southern the first time and turn around and beat them again, the team that was, you know, the best team in the league, and find a way to sweep them. So it made us feel like that we could beat anybody. And they just kept going from there.
No doubt, brother. I mean, it's just, man, you know, your bench. I mean, you go eight deep. You can go 9-10 if you have to. And talk about having the depth on your roster to be able to play the styles you want to play and to come in with waves. But knowing when you go to the bench, you don't lose much. You can either maintain or expand the lead or use the bench to come back if your starters didn't play as well initially.
Well, yeah, think about this, boss man. A Grambling State game. And, you know, it's a tough game going back and forth. And we just could not find a way to get over that hump. And I put in Tyler Mack. I put him in with 8 minutes to go in the game. And just think about this. He had not played the entire game. He goes 4-for-4 from three in the last 8 minutes of the game and help us win that ball game. So, but it just says a lot about the depth of our team and how good of players we have.
And also staying ready too, brother, because he ain't played all game long. And he was still out there and stayed ready. And so some piece of character of your young men that, hey, you never know when anyone might be called. So stay ready, be prepared, and know, hey, if it gets to a point, coach will come to me and have that confidence that they know it. Hey, if you need them, you'll go to them.
Well, and you're right, because we always talk about starting your role, and you never know when your number's going to be called, and always be ready. And when I put him in the game, because he's a shooter, I put him in the game and I asked him, did he need a little time to warm up? He said, no, coach, I'm ready. And that's what you want to hear as a coach.
No doubt. And against TSU, man, you made 14, 29 threes. And talk about that, man, spraying from downtown, knowing you was getting down here, getting them gaps in them slots and getting them open shots, forcing them to give you the open shots you was making. And he was knocking them down. And you needed every one of them to win that game against the Tigers of TSU.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, you know, Coach Jones does a great job with those guys. So, and they're one of the standards in this league. So anytime you play those guys, we know that we need to get off to a good start, and we did against them. In order for us to do that, we needed to make shots every day. So it was a really good first game. You know how you talk about when you go to tournaments, you got to find a way to get that first one. And we were able to do that.
No doubt. And it's Grambling defensively. You had them 36% from the field for the whole game. And once again, you needed every one of them effort to do that. And just talk about defensively, how happy you were against Grambling. And with Kadante run some good stuff, and you held them guys 36% shooting.
Yeah, he does. Coach Jackson does a great job with those guys, man. It was one of those games, man. It was a tough game, and it was going back and forth. But, again, we made plays late in the game. And that's what you got to do. But I see this been like that all year, man. All of our games have come down to we got to find a way to get a bucket or to find a way to get a stop. And we was able to get a stop that last game against Grambling.
And I want to spend on that, Coach Matlock, man, because, you know, late game scenario is something that you develop over the year. You can drill them in practice, but not really the same. So how about your guys gotten that experience to know late games, clutch time? We've been here before. We good. So we just got to make the play and execute, and we'll be all right. You know, the confidence of your team, those late games, they can come through and get the W for you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Again, we've been in that situation so many times, and we basically think that all of our games we talk about are going to end just like this. And so that's kind of what we've been living by.
No doubt. And Jackson State, man, you had to fight back from a deficit. And your team was through their run, made a run back, punched them back, and we've been the same with that resolve, man. And, you know, it was a back-and-forth affair tussle there down the end. So talk about that, man, just seeing your team fight back third game in 3 days, playing hard, had enough energy to withstand a run, make a run, and just make those key plays in there that fight you all had at the Gatorade Center on Saturday night, man.
Yeah, it was a tough game, but it's games of runs, which we talk about it all the time. You know, what do we need to do to try to finish this game off? But we were a team that's in really good condition. We were built for that, and we were able to finish that game off strong.
No doubt. And Coach CJ Hines, tournament MVP, talk about what he's contributed to your roster all year long, and especially in this tournament against these three tough opponents that you had to play here in Atlanta this past weekend, brother.
Well, CJ's an Atlanta guy, man, so he's a Georgia guy. And so, of course, he wanted to show out at home. And also, you know, he felt a little snubbed because he didn't make one of the first or second teams. So we told him come in there and have a chip on your shoulder. He did, and he played outstanding.
No doubt. And I got two more for you, brother Matlock, man. St. Francis, man, a tough team. You know, we watched them play against Pat Settles up there at Central Connecticut State. 48-45, this will be a tough battle playing those young men up there for St. Francis. So what do you see from guys on the field as you prepare to go against them here in Dayton and tomorrow?
Yeah, man, they're a tough team. Man. They're a team that they're very disciplined. They can really shoot the basketball. So we got to make sure we guard the three-point line, man. We can't give them anything easy.
No doubt, brother. And for you, man, this is just for you, man. Seeing what, you know, this celebration of your team, man, happens on your faces, man. And I just want to ask you personally, man, knowing where you started in Memphis, man, to now, man, your basketball journey. Did you ever dream something like this, brother, to get to this point here as a head coach now to go to the big dance, knowing where you came from in the great city of Memphis, man, which we both love a lot, man?
Yeah, no doubt. No, it's a dream come true, man. Again, to be able to do it at a university that has a lot of pride, in a city in Montgomery that has a lot of pride, and then to do it with my son. So it's all man playing out, and we're gonna try to keep the thing going.
No doubt, brother Matlock, man. Best luck to you tomorrow night against St. Francis, brother. And I'll be cheering for you, my guy. And I know you're one of my best guests I have every year, man. I look forward to talking to you, my brother. Keep up the great work, my guy.
I appreciate you, boss man.
See you, man.
Thanks, man.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku. As well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, BLEAV, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. When the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man. on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.